Remote, I'm Joe Palca. Spain's intensive care wards could reach a critical situation by mid-November as the country emerges as one of Europe's worst COVID-19 hotspots. According to the health ministry, yesterday, the country's total number of cases soared by more than 50,000 over the weekend to reach nearly 1.1 million as of Monday, while the death toll is more than 35,000. The Spanish government faced a backlash over its plans to the country under a six-month state of emergency. Opposition parties said 6 months was too long. Epidemiologists said that maybe too little too late, and some citizens balked at nightly curfews. Spain entered a second state of emergency on Sunday, October the 25th, enabling a nighttime guarantee to be enforced across the whole country except the Canary Islands. Deaths per day from the coronavirus in the U.S. are on the rise again, just as health experts had feared, and cases are climbing in nearly every state, despite assurances from President Donald Trump over the weekend that we're rounding the turn, we're doing great. Average deaths per day from across the country rose 10% over the past 2 weeks, from 721 to nearly 724 as of Sunday, according to data from the Johns Hopkins University. Confirmed infections per day are rising in 47 states, and deaths are up 34 states. Hurricane Zeta has come ashore on the Caribbean coast of the eastern Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, while whipping resorts around Tulum with rain and wind. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Zeta made landfall late Monday, just north of Tulum, with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Zeta is predicted to lose some power while crossing the peninsula. This is VOA News. France's government is holding emergency virus meetings today and warning of possible new lockdowns as hospitals fill up with new COVID patients and doctors plead for backup. President Emmanuel Macron is convening top ministers, and Prime Minister Jean Castex is meeting with lawmakers, unions, and business lobbies as the government weighs its next steps in the fight against surging infections. Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin told France Interradio that we should expect difficult decisions. Among possible new measures for the hardest hit areas are lengthening existing curfews, full confinement on weekends or all week, and closing non-essential businesses. A top World Health Organization official said Monday that Europe needs a serious acceleration in the fight against the coronavirus, and a lack of contact tracing capacity could drive the disease into the darkness. The vast region, comprising 46 countries at WHO, accounted for 46% of global cases and nearly one-third of deaths. That according to Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergencies expert. In Europe, the picture is unrelentingly grim, as a string of countries reported record increases, led by France, which posted more than 50,000 daily cases for the first time on Sunday, while the confinement passed the threshold of 250,000 deaths. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both made stops in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania on Monday, utilizing two entirely different styles. Former Vice President Biden was not expected to make campaign appearances on Monday, but showed up unexpectedly in the city of Chester near Philadelphia to meet with a few campaign volunteers and reporters. While Biden wore a mask and kept his appearance low-key, President Trump addressed boisterous rallies in a series of three appearances in the state. He told his audience in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that we win Pennsylvania and we will win the whole thing. Pennsylvania is a crucial state for U.S. presidential candidates, carrying a big chunk of Electoral College votes that can make or break the run for the presidency. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.